let's talk about English and languages and all this. But before I start talking, I would like you to understand that I don't want this to be a pity party. I don't want to do this so that everyone would feel sorry for me. I'm doing this because I feel that it's important to put the cat on the table and talk about things the way they are. Sometimes it bothers me that people comment on my accent. Sometimes it bothers me that I feel, it may not be even true, but I feel that people laugh at me because of my different English. In the big world of internet, I feel it is important to try to fit into the crowd, be part of it. And most people that I meet online do speak English. I am from Finland, and Finnish is my first language. But I'm quite sure if I started speaking Finnish here, a lot of you wouldn't understand. I can try it once in a while and see what happens, but this is not the time. Finnish language is far different from English. And things are like this. If you write a word, it is being pronounced the same as it's been written. From my point of view, I think I have mentioned this before, but anyway, I'll say it again. From my point of view, English is different in this. You don't spell and pronounce the same way. From my point of view, at least. I don't know how you guys take this, but from my point of view, English is strange. Let me just demonstrate. Like, if I write English, I hear the words in my head in Finglish. That is to say, the way I would say them if I just read them and just think of Finnish. Okay, let me say, hello, my name is Johanna. I am fine today. How are you? In Finglish, this would sound like this. Hello, minun nimeni is Johanna. I am fine today. Hov are yo? This makes perfect sense to me, but any English speaker would say that this is wrong. This is not English at all. I agree. English is weird, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of processing for me to even speak English because of this. For the longest time, I just knew how to write and how to read English, like understand it, read and write, but not speak. Only like 5 years ago, it became important to me enough, and I started paying attention. And so, because I wanted to practice, I thought that this would do it, I started internet radio broadcasting. I used to have a show called Johanna's Saturday Sauna, and I still have a couple of my first shows somewhere on my hard drive. And when I feel like I still have so far to go before I can say that I learned enough English, I listen to my first broadcasts and I see the change in me. I would say very, very funny things like, you know, I'm supposed to say good evening everyone and I just say good night everyone and AZB Radio World. Anyway, we are all here to learn new things and new challenges. We are all evolving and we are all growing. And my journey in this language business is only just beginning. I would like to learn enough so that I wouldn't be afraid to speak. And this is one of the many, many, many reasons why I love internet radio. When I'm on air broadcasting live, I have no chance to just say, ... I'm not doing this. Because, you know, I'm on air. I have to do a show. And yes, sometimes I do terrible mistakes. I make mistakes. But we all do. And so what? It's just called life. Anyway, sometimes it then, you know, feels that because I am not native English speaker, I don't fit to the world of internet. Sometimes I feel left out because I don't understand absolutely everything. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'll just quit and I go under the bed and stay there forever. Sometimes people laugh at me when I make funny mistakes. Once upon a time, when the world was young and new, I went to the States. I was in a grocery store and I was with a guy and we were buying cheese. We were going to make a pizza. And then I said in very loud and clear voice that, you know, let's have a deal. You cut the cheese and I do the rest. How the hell was I supposed to know that cut the cheese means the same as farting? So, well, the world kind of stopped around me and everybody started listening to me. And he was like, you know, just be quiet and don't say anything just now. The other funny thing was the nuts. I think that you guys have so many ways to say bags, nuts, you know, balls. There's so many balls in the world. And I somehow always managed to say something about them even when I didn't mean to. Like, it was Christmas time and again we were at the grocery store and I just wanted to make chocolate-covered peanuts or something and I said something like, I'm so excited to get to play with the nuts tonight. Oh yeah. But, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you're gonna miss a lot. It's good to just, you know, keep growing and learning from mistakes. And remember that everyone makes mistakes. And also when somebody feels a lot bigger than you, just look at them and think that one day, a long way back in time, they were babies and they were diapers. This helps me at least when I'm scared of some big bosses or something. Anyway, this is my ramble for the February today, the 3rd. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you have any comments, let me know. And we'll see what happens. This is fun. Take care and keep smiling.